Puget Sound clam and oyster season. This is also a decision.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the Commission. So, following the August 5th meeting, the Commission delegated the authority to set recreational clam and oyster seasons to the Director. I seek your approval today on proposed recreational clam and oyster seasons as presented on August 4th. In the future, we'll bring clam and oyster season proposals to the Director. But to review, the proposal on August 4th contained changes for 2017 recreational clam and oyster seasons in Puget Sound, and also reflecting some changes on the coast as well. Some changes, proposed changes, are due to changes in abundance of the resource, that is, more or less clams and oysters. Some are to manage harvest pressure to keep within the state share. A larger number seek to align our WACs with changes to DOH water quality classifications, all of which are already in place. We have some beaches that have been downgraded in terms of water quality and some that have been upgraded. The vast majority of changes, proposed changes, are to adjust language in existing WACs, such as aligning the names of beaches to be more consistent with what other agencies or the stakeholders themselves are using, and other such clarification changes. And lastly, there is one beach on which we propose a change of a minimum size for clams, which would standardize the clam minimum size for all Puget Sound beaches. We had engaged the public since October of 2016, and throughout the public engagement process, we received one comment. It was specifically a question, phone call with a question asking for clarification on the proposed minimum clam size increase at Quilcene Tidelands. We also received no testimony at the commission meeting on August 4th. So today I request your approval of our proposed changes to recreational oyster systems.
Commissioner Carpenter, I have a question. This is Commissioner Thorburn.
Yeah, Commissioner Thorburn, go ahead, please.
So I should have asked this when we delegated the authority, but I'm wondering, we delegated the authority for season changes. The clam size regulation, would that be included in the delegated authority, or would that come to the commission?
I believe that the question regarding delegation of authority was specifically related to adjusting seasons. I don't know that adjusting the minimum size of clams or oysters is something that will happen very often.
Yeah, I realize that.
And I have not heard discussion of that being included in that delegation of authority, but
it seems to me that it would not be, and it probably, even though it's, you know, one beach and not going to happen often, and now we've got uniform size, but yeah, it does seem like it's something that the commission should retain, and that it is distinct from season changes.
That seems to be consistent with the conversations that I've heard as well.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other discussions, points?
Mr. Chair, this is Joe Storr.
Yes, Joe.
I'd have to go back and look at that delegation to make sure that I just want to make sure we're clear in terms of what the delegation included or not, and I don't have it in front of me, but we might want to go back and just double-check that.
I can tell you what it says if you want. It says that the director shall have the authority to adopt harvest rules for clam and oysters to support and facilitate state tribal harvest management plans.
Yeah, so harvest rules. What if we decided, Commissioner Carpenter, I hope it's okay if I ask this question.
Please.
What if we decided that we were going to change the size on all beaches? I mean, that's a harvest rule, but I'm wondering if that is an appropriate delegation. It just seems like it's the kind of thing that the public would be more interested in than the season change. I mean, they expect season changes because of harvest, making up for harvest size and public health reasons.
If this is Commissioner Carpenter, if I could make a suggestion, Joe, could you research that a little bit? And if it's okay with Commissioner Thorburn, we could review that in September?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Does that satisfy everything, Kim?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine with me.
Thank you. Thank you all. Okay, do we have a motion?
Unfortunately, I don't have the motions in front of me, so I can't get into my email.
Kim, I can tell you.
Yeah, okay. just give me the rules and all.
The WAC is 220-330-110.
Okay.
220-330-140.
Okay. I move to amend WAC 220-320-110 and 220-330-140 as recommended by staff.
We have a motion from Commissioner Thorburn. Do we have a second?
Second, this is Commissioner Graybill.
Commissioner Graybill seconded the motion. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, same. Motion carries. Thank you all. Thank you, Chris.